I went into the corner with Charlie. I stood next to him, and I turned my face into the corner too. I did not look at him. I looked at the bricks, but I did not say anything. I am good at looking at bricks and not saying anything. In the Immigration Detention Center, I did it for 2 years, and that is my record. I was thinking what I would do in that nursery room if the men came suddenly. It was not an easy room, I am telling you. For example, there was nothing to cut yourself with. All the scissors were made of plastic, and their ends were round and soft. If I suddenly needed to kill myself in that room, I did not know how I was going to do it. After a long time, Charlie looked up at me. "What is you doing?" he said. I shrugged my shoulders. "I am thinking how to escape from this place." Silence. Charlie sighed. "They took my Batman costume." "Why did they do that?" "Because of why I done a wee in my Batman costume." I knelt down and looked into Charlie's eyes. "We are the same, you and me. I spent 2 years in a place like this. They make us do the things we do not want. Does it make you cross?" Charlie nodded. I said, "It makes me cross too." From behind us, I could hear that the rest of the nursery was going back to its own business. Children were talking and shouting again, and the women were helping and laughing and scolding. In our corner, Charlie looked at the ground. "I want mine daddy," he said. "Your daddy is dead, Charlie. Do you know what this means?"
"Yes. In heaven."
"Yes."
"Where's heaven?"
"It's a place like this, like a nursery or a detention center or a strange country far away. He wants to come home to you, but he can't. Your daddy is like my daddy."